Number 89. Head for some hummus in this hot spot. If you have time, visit the Egyptology Department of the British Museum. This free attraction bucks the trend of hiking entrance prices to histrionic levels. The historical displays are not highbrow. They have taken great effort to develop their homiletics so that the exhibits are neither hoary or high-flown homilies, nor descend into dumbed-down hokum. Rather, they make a genuine attempt to introduce hitherto uninterested people to this historic culture. At first glance, the hieroglyphs have the appearance of homogeneity, and consequent appreciation is hindered. But with guidance, all hindrance is removed, and suddenly we are transported to the banks of the Nile, where the hippopotamus barks out his hoarse call, and further into the hinterlands, where a monotheistic culture now lays hold to what was once a civilization that paid homage to a hodgepodge of deities. Still standing are the towering hieroglyphic columns at the entrance to abandoned cities, as though some holocaust wiped out the people but left the buildings unscathed. Further into the hinterland lie the pyramids, where myriads of tourists pay to ride hirsute and oftentimes hissing camels. These immense structures lead you to wonder at just how they hoisted those great blocks. Some say they were left by aliens, but this hilarious version of events is undoubtedly a hoax. More likely is that they were constructed by huge numbers of hirelings over a great period of time, though their homely appearance belies the engineering also required by this feat. The relative homeostasis of the ancient Egyptian civilization leads one to wonder what caused it to come to an end. If the Egyptians had the benefit of hindsight, they would have protected themselves more against the encroaching desert. Histology also points to some genetic problems that plagued the pharaohs of Egypt. The boy king, Tutankhamun, was said to have had to hobble due to a bone disease. Or maybe the simple Egyptians hoeing the fields in their homespun cloth, or tending the hives that provided their godlike lords with their sweet treats, tired of being the hindmost in their society. Anyway, this is for the experts who spend their days poring over weathered holographs as though they were the hinges to a door that could be opened to reveal all the secrets. Today, in the vaults of museums lie hoards of treasure that constitute the remnants of this ancient world that has become popular worldwide, thanks to the hilarity of Indiana Jones' antics, clad in his holster and gripping the hilt of a whip.